Bulldozers postponed on Elephant Shopping Centre. Demolition of the Elephant and Castle Shopping Centre has been pushed back to 2019, a report from Southwark Council has stated. In October 2016, the News reported that the developer, a company called Elephant and Castle Properties Company Limited, planned to pull down the site and begin construction in 2018, as was indicated by its agents, Delancey Limited. The update came last week at Southwark Council's cabinet meeting on May the 9th, which focused on work that needs to be done by the developer before planning permission is considered. The cabinet meeting agenda also stated that Southwark would consider using compulsory purchase orders, CPO, to break leases belonging to the Palace Super Bowl and Palace Bingo on the centre's top floor. But the council has also said it will require the developer to provide a package of measures to support 27 small businesses inside the centre, among 86 that will be affected by the entire redevelopment scheme, to relocate into the local area. It was agreed by sitting cabinet members that measures within a relocation strategy would include a relocation fund to help the small traders cope with potentially higher rents in alternative units in Walworth Road and the New Kent Road, for the developer to publish a database of vacant units which traders can apply for in the local area, for the developer to pay for an independent business advice to be provided by Tree Shepherd Limited, who will also help them access independent surveyors, solicitors and accountants. The council has also said it has secured agreement for the developer to provide a number of new affordable retail units, such as garages, that could be renovated in Arch Street and beneath Perrinet House. Patriarch Roman of Latin Elephants, a charity fighting on behalf of the centre traders, raised concerns at the May 9th cabinet meeting about what support would be given to the traders. She later told the News she was given confidence by comments from Councillor Mark Williams, cabinet member for Regeneration and New Homes, that planning permission would not be given unless a relocation strategy was approved. Council leader Peter John was also reported to have said the developer should work with the traders and come back to the council in 6 months. Meanwhile, Southwark Council has said it could use a CPO to oust the bingo hall and bowling alley if the developer was unable to make a deal with its owner, Palatial Leisure, to buy them out. But Patrick Duffy, managing director of Palatial Leisure, said on Tuesday that Delancey had since produced a detailed list of 17 potential locations to which his bowling alley and bingo hall could relocate. An equalities impact assessment produced for Southwark Council found that 68% of the 86 businesses inside the shopping centre were in favour of the shopping centre being redeveloped, but that 64% of them wished to be relocated within the local area. The assessment also highlighted the potential risk to older people if the bingo hall was forced to close. It said 63% of bingo hall visitors were Southwark residents, more than 90% of whom visited at least once a week. It was also found that more than 90% of visitors were aged over 45 and that 62% identified as Black African Caribbean Black British descent.